This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one.
The first bird-dinosaur hybrid to be discovered was Archaeopteryx lithographica, way back in 1860. It was the first clue that led to our current knowledge of how birds not only evolved from dinosaurs, but are, in fact, dinosaurs. Since the 1860s, nearly a dozen different fossils of Archaeopteryx have been discovered in varying degrees of preservation and completeness. We now have some very good fossils showing its feathers. But how did modern feathers evolve? After all, the feather is a truly wondrous device. Feathers grow not from their tip, like the branch of a tree does, but from their base. They are both amazingly strong and ridiculously light. And once you look closely, you can see how truly intricate they are. You might find a feather lying in the road after it has fallen off a bird. A typical such feather would have a long, hollow shaft. Coming off this central hollow shaft is a series of branches. And if you look more closely, you'll see coming off each branch a whole bunch of tiny baby branches. And if these baby branches are free to move and are independent of each other, they are called open. But if the baby branches are interlocked into each other, they're called closed. And finally, if these closed feathers are not symmetrical, that is, that one side is bigger or smaller than the other side, then you have everything that you need to be able to fly. Now, by the way, there are other less organized feathers. Soft, downy feathers have only a short hollow shaft to which are attached an almost random and jumbled tuft of branches. Now, these feathers are useless for flying, but they're terrific for lightweight insulation. And there are some feathers that are a combination with a soft, downy base and a hard, organized set of branches further out. Now, after Archaeopteryx was discovered, there was a long gap until recently, which was when increasing numbers of dinosaurs with feathers were discovered. And now we have enough fossils of different feathered dinosaurs to build up a tentative chart of evolutionary development. Stage 1 feathers have just a hollow cylinder projecting from the skin. Now, we've found these in Cynosauropteryx, a small, two-legged, bird-like dinosaur that's roughly the size of a chicken. Stage 2 feathers have the hollow cylinder plus a jumble of branches coming off. Now, these kinds of feathers seem to have been found in Cynornithosaurus dinosaurs. In stage 3 feathers, not only does the central hollow shaft have branches coming off, but the branches have even smaller branches coming off them. These smaller branches are not touching each other, and so they can be moved a little by the wind. So this makes these feathers perfectly fine for insulation and for protecting the body of the animal. Chordipteryx was a turkey-sized dinosaur with feathers like these on the tips of its tail and arms. And it lived about 126 million years ago. Stage 4 feathers take us a little further with the smaller branches that came off the main branches of the feather. Now, the smaller branches are not free and independent of each other, but in this case, they actually interlock with each other. This means that the feather can now hold its shape when the air flows over it rather than be simply pushed around by the moving air. And so this means that the feather can now control the moving air, that it has aerodynamic properties. Velociraptor was a dinosaur about 71 to 75 million years ago that had these feathers. Now, you might have seen Velociraptor in the movie Jurassic Park. In real life, they were quite small, about 2 metres long, 50 centimetres high at the hip, and weighing up to 15 kilograms. And they also had feathers on both their arms and legs. But for the movie, they were improved by removing the feathers and making them larger than a human. And then finally, you get stage 5 feathers, which were asymmetrical. The branches on one side of the long hollow shaft were longer or shorter than those on the other side. So now we have a feather with full aerodynamic control. The primitive crow-like bird, Confucius ornus, had feathers like these. It lived from 120 to 125 million years ago. It was slightly more advanced than Archaeopteryx, in that it had a shorter tail, but it was more primitive than modern birds, in that it still had claws on the wings. Now, in its early days, as the feather evolved in dinosaurs, it might have served for insulation and for signalling to other dinosaurs. But later, the feather further evolved and took on another function, powered flight. So now we no longer think of birds as being flying animals with backbones. That would be living in the past. Instead, we now think of birds as feathered dinosaurs.
What does it mean? Why is it so?